Like, she had this huge set of keys, and if you didn't sing the way she wanted, you might have to die to those keys.
Operatic baritone Mark Rucker talking about the woman who got him into music back during his high school years in Chicago, the Reverend Dr. Lena McLean.
I was playing football in high school as a halfback. I was also playing saxophone, and she wanted a band. She wanted a band, and so we had a little band, and we brought the band to play with her choir. While I was standing there, I was kind of humming the words to Close to You as her choir was singing. She stopped the choir and said, "Sing," looking at me. And I said, "Well, no." She said, "No, sing." And I sang a little bit. They all laughed, and I was dejected. About a year later, she walked up to me and she said, "You're going to sing at the Met." I thought, this is a crazy little black woman. Get away from me. I made my debut at the Met in 2004. She was in the front row. And so I couldn't look at her after that because I was afraid of what she might say I was going to do next. But she is, without a doubt, one of the biggest supports in my life.
It's better to sit beside the sea, or the spring is in silence.
Mark and Sadie Rucker performing Silence, composed by the Reverend Dr. McLean. The pair has even recorded an album of the Reverend Doctor's songs and will also include a few on their March 1st concert at the Fairchild Theater at MSU. In a two-for-one package, the MSU College of Music also gained Sadie Rucker, Mark's wife, who joins the college as their vocal arts outreach coordinator.
It was Dean Forger who had put together this idea to have a vocal outreach program. Just recently, when we were one of our outreach programs went to a school, and there were a number of minority students in the school, and two of our outreach graduate students are African American, and the comment afterwards was, "This was so wonderful to see two African American men singing opera, performing a variety of things. It was sort of eye-opening for those who thought, oh, this is not even a possibility for me." Yes, it is.
And Mark Rucker, as an African-American who has gone on to sing Verdi's Rigoletto at the Metropolitan Opera, he exemplifies that. However, he says some problems with colorblind casting in opera still remain.
I had been asked to do Porgy and Bess on a tour, and I would have made more money than I had made all for 2 years doing it. But I knew if I took it, it'd be a lot longer before I ever saw Rigoletto. And it's one of those things, you get typecast. If you're an Asian soprano and you come in for an audition, I don't care if you should be singing Gilda. They'll say, "Hey, Butterfly." You know, if you're Hispanic, a mezzo, well, got to do Carmen. You know, I mean, it has always been a problem. It didn't just start being a problem. It's always been a problem.
Do you think it's getting better?
I think in some ways it is. I think some ways it's in the arts, it's better. It's certainly better at MSU. And it's better in some ways in the world of opera. But the world of opera is in trouble. You know, we're looking for ways of getting to that public.
New MSU College of Music professors Mark and Sadie Rucker performed together in a recital, including songs of his old teacher from Chicago, Reverend Dr. Lena McLean, Wednesday, March 1st at the Fairchild Theater. More information at music.msu.edu. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.